Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Marie Georgopoulos, and welcome to Meditation for Moms. I am the owner and creator of Heart Transformations, and I have a wonderful, blessed show for you today, focused on using mantras to break down negative emotions. I just want to talk a little bit about the show and the vision and tell you just a little bit about myself for those of you who are new to the show. I am an intuitive counselor, meaning that I use my intuition to guide you and to spiritually mentor you, not only past your life struggles, but anything that you may need healing on as well. So I call myself a healer as well, using divine messaging as a way to bring self-realization, the broader perspective, and also other healing modalities as well when needed. I actually opened up to my gifts as a divine messenger and as a healer through meditation. And of course, through the desire to want to be more intuitive, and also the belief that it was possible. And I do believe that it is possible for everyone to become more open to their psychic awareness, to become more attuned to their spirits, to open their hearts, and to heal whatever is blocking them or causing the patterns of disbelief in themselves. So today I am very, very grateful to be here with you all, also with my beautiful Mother Mary, as I have a beautiful crystal that I work with that's called the Heart of Mary that I'm using today for the show. And of course, all of my angels and my guides here too, and Mother, Father, God as well. And know that this is not a faith driven show or specific to any faith. Let's say that. It is a faith-driven show because I'm a very faith-driven person. But I am welcoming anybody's beliefs, anybody's religion. This is a time for you and your spirit and for you to connect with your heart, with your grace, with your higher power. And of course, whatever your truth is, mine is different from yours. I built this show because I really wanted to have a vision for mothers, and I'm going to just share this vision with you because I think it's so important to have a common vision, and my hope is that you would share with me in this vision as well, or develop one of your own that you're comfortable with that really resonates with you. So the mission and the purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to what I call a state of well-being. And we do this by tapping into the fertile resources of our spirit. It's truly meant to be a time of return to the heart and to an understanding of the depth of who you really are beyond the roles, you know, the roles that we chose as mother, as wife, as student, but as a woman whose core essence is God, Goddess, or infinite love, divine intelligence, whatever you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to the hearts of their spirits, to their clear knowing, and who give and receive love in a space of equanimity that has this sort of ripple effect that goes out into the heart of the home, into the heart of community, into the heart of the world. And when we are more aware of ourselves as spirit, as divine, and we share this space of love and integrity and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. I know this to be my truth with every fiber of my being, as I have seen it folding in my own life, in my own home, and in my own community. So if you've been listening to to the show, you know a little bit about my story and what led me on my path. And briefly, I come from a background of dysfunctional family life where there were alcoholics, a lot of escapism, abuse physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually as well. And, of course, all of this was part of my plan to understand love, trust, companionship, relationship on deeper levels, how to be more open to my own self-love and self-worth, and the power of standing in my own personal power, of course, and many, many more things. I look back on my past now with blessings and with clear knowing that I chose this path as a soul. And I chose this path for specific reasons, so that I could expand past where I was before as a soul, and that I could learn and grow at a faster pace in this time of awakening. And this is true for many of you who are attracted to my show and coming online, wanting to be more grounded in your authentic self and live a more fulfilling, loving life, a life of spirit, a life of knowing, a life of enjoying, right, being a mother, and also being a woman who is here, this world, in very unique and powerful ways. So if you want to know more about me, please feel free to go to my website, which is hearttransformations.com, and you can look on my About pages there. You can also download the first show from my website, which started on April 7th. You can also go to From My Mama's Kitchen Radio, and it'll be there as well. You can also email me. I'm open to all emails at marieg@hearttransformations.com. Again, that's marieg@hearttransformations.com. And I'm happy to share more about myself and also guide you in how I can assist you in your journey. If it's not with me, perhaps I have another resource for you. Also, I'll be taking callers today. So if you have a question about today's material, or you want intuitive guidance from your spirit guide, your higher self, or angels about your spiritual practice, about meditation, or maybe something you're struggling with in your journey, please feel free to call in after the meditation portion of the show. And that number is, of course, on the Blog Talk Radio screen there, but it is 347-327-9995. And you dial 1 to be in the question queue so that I know that you have a question. And I'll prompt you again with this number after the show. But again, it's above that video screen on the From My Mama's Kitchen Blog Talk Radio page. So as I state with every show, these shows are really designed to build one upon another and move you through a transformational meditation journey into the heart of who you are. It's really a self-realization journey, and for some, like me, it will be a healing journey. But what is healing really, right? I kind of talked about this in the last show, that to me, healing really occurs with awareness and allowing and a conscious co-creation of it with your source. It's an evolution into what I call more conscious expressions of who you truly are at a core level. We all have this core essence of being that we resonate with. And I've always said that to know thyself, to really know thyself deeply, is to heal thyself. And so today, we are going to work with seed mantras. And this type of meditation is something that I've been using myself for some time now. And it's a form of chanting or a form of repeating a sound that brings you into a state of homeostasis that allows you to even unblock energy, which is what we're going to be focusing on today. I really like this form of meditation because it almost hypnotizes my mind, but most of all, it makes it easier for me to have less thoughts and to relax. And we all need that, right? So currently, I'm actually using a mantra given to me through a course that I took at the Chopra Center. And it was a course on our own primordial sound. And the Chopra Center, you there, I believe it's www.chopracenter.com. But Deepak Chopra, that's D-E-E-P-A-K, Chopra, C-H-O-P-R-A. Most people know Deepak Chopra in the meditation community. He's been on Oprah. He's very well known as a meditation guru. And there's lots of free meditations on the website. You can even just type Deepak Chopra, and it'll take you to the Chopra Center. But the primordial sound meditation was developed by them over years of study into these seed mantras. And in the Vedic tradition, these seed mantras have specific purpose. And we are born through, our coming in at a precise time and a precise place in time. We're born into a certain sound frequency, so that's the belief of this particular Vedic tradition. And so we were given our own primordial sound to use in mantra that would resonate with the core of our being. And I'm finding it very stimulating, very easy, very much a relaxing kind of meditation, just like the other mantras are too. With this particular, though, sound, it has no meaning behind it. It basically is just sound. And some of the seed mantras, though, will have a specific meaning and purpose. So today we'll be working with those. So what are seed mantras and why are they used, right? So seed mantras or bija mantras are ancient Sanskrit sounds that were used in meditation, sound healing, and also that people found that when repeated, either out loud or silently, that they activate energy. So I also found online when I was doing some research, and there's lots of things online about seed mantras. You could probably spend days researching into it. But know that a lot of the information is the same on many websites. So in the Vedic tradition, bija mantras, which is B-I-J-A, are used as tools for the expansion and the widening of one's mind by utilizing this power of sound vibration. So bija means seed, and mantra is Sanskrit word made up of two syllables, which is man, which means mind, and tra, which means liberate. So basically a mantra is liberating mind. And the seed mantra is there for us to use as a planet, and to build frequency with, really, to raise our vibration and open our hearts. And as I was using what we're going to tone today, using it last night and in the order that I'm going to bring it forth today, I could really feel my vibration changing. I could feel it resonating inside my body, and hopefully you will too. I've discussed also before that everything in the universe and beyond the universe even is made of sound or vibration. It makes sense then that these mantras would have an effect on the body and the mind, especially when used with a specific intent and during the meditative state, as it puts you in this sort of state of allowing. And by this I mean that you are more allowing of the mind, body, and spirit connection. So, as I said, more information can be found online about these seed mantras if you want to go deeper into them. And today I'm only sharing really a portion of these seed mantras with you and what their meaning and purpose is. I think there's actually 50 of these in total. So for today, I really want you to think about what you need too and what you feel. And I'm going to be oming with several of these mantras, but if there's one that I explain to you that you feel that you need more or that you want to try out today, by all means, use that and develop your own mantra. Go with the flow of what you feel and what feels best for you. So, we have these chakras, and I've discussed this in other shows too, that these chakras, spinning wheels of light, that extend into your body and help regulate the energy and flow of your body and your auric field, which is your subtle body that extends beyond your physical body. It goes at least an arm's length, sometimes more for certain people. But know that we have many, many layers of our auric field, and they all feed back into our chakra system. And so whenever we have negative thoughts or negative feelings or experiences, or, you know, we get into our patterns of resistance, all that actually builds up into our auric field. And over time, without being consciously aware of how to change it, it can feed back into our bodies and into our chakra system, because each chakra relates to specific organs. And so when we're out of balance in that particular chakra, then our body will open up to dis-ease. So the specific area of the body will relate to the specific chakra. And I'm not going to go over all of the chakras, but to know the basic seven from the base up to the crown, the base chakra, which is down by your tailbone, it resonates with all of the organs that are in that area, your hips, of course, and your legs. And then the second chakra, which is your sacred chakra, your sacral, and all, other people also call it Dhara, H-A-R-A. This is right underneath your belly button. And this is, of course, the seat of creation, of feeling, and of emotion. And there's several things that resonate with each chakra. Again, you can look them up online. Then the third chakra, which is right around your diaphragm area, is your place of personal power. Then your heart chakra, which is right in the area of your heart. And then you have your throat chakra, which of course is for speaking your truth, understanding how to listen as well. And you have your third eye chakra, which is located between your eyebrows. This is the seat of your awareness and your higher consciousness, also the place of clairvoyance and clear vision. And then your crown chakra, which is on the top of your head, which connects you to your higher power, connects you to the light, right? And so these mantras can actually unblock energy in your chakra system. I'm going to go over each of them, and please take notes if you feel, you know, feel free to do that so that you can have them for at home and study them, or you can go online and just type in seed mantras and this information will be there. But the first one is Om, O-M, right? And this is very well-known seed mantra. It's the most well-known, actually, and it's very universal. It's the sound of creation, and it causes energy to gather and flow upward and outward. Om is the mantra of acceptance and ascent. It helps you to accept your higher self and allow the energy flow of her openly and freely through you. It also serves as a sort of gathering mantra, gathering your inward energy and preparing your energy for movement. So I like to choose one of the other seed mantras sometimes and wrap it in Om, like Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om, which means I am peace. Then the next one, these are the ones that we will be doing today, is cream, and that's K-R-I-M, pronounced cream, like creamer, but with a long E. And chanting this mantra stimulates your lower three chakras to awaken and then begin to purify your body. It's a very powerful grounding element that can bring you into the heart of this lower self, which needs a lot of releasing on our planet right now. The next one is Shrim, which is S-H-R-I-M, and it's pronounced Shrim with a long E again. And its associations lie with the head and the third eye in that area. It promotes bodily and spiritual health, but also can be used to bring beauty and happiness to one's senses. So it enlivens the senses. The next one is Hrim, Hrim. And this holds power of healing and creativity. Chanting this mantra awakens your compassion as well and purifies the heart. So if you need to get into creative flow around something, this is one to chant, Hrim. The next one is Hum, H-U-M, and it is pronounced with a long O, Hum. And this is the one that evokes the breakdown of negative feelings and spreads positivity and vitality through the body, right? We could all use that. And know that you can chant this throughout the day as you're doing dishes, as you're out watching your children's play, maybe you're taking a walk or you're showering. The shower is great because, you know, the shower resonates. It's like an echo that comes back and unfolds upon you. I love chanting in the shower. So there are also ones for the chakra, and I'm going to go through them very quickly because I do want to have time for our meditation. But the first chakra, which is your root chakra, which helps to keep us grounded and linked to the earth, it also deals with our family and our tribe and the issues that are there, and money and belonging and security. So if those are attuned, then you would chant Lam, L-A-M, Lam, especially if your energy is low and if you're struggling financially or if you feel adrenal fatigue or any stress-related ailments. Maybe you feel weak in the knees about a decision of some sort, or you don't feel like you're on your path. This is a good one to chant. Vam is associated with the second chakra. Vam is for cleansing anything around sexuality, pleasure, and creativity. It opens you up to express your creative side and opens you up to your vitality, opens you up to your sexual truth, you know, who you are, what your sexual identity is, and having more power in that, and loving yourself, to your senses and your sensibilities. So Vam is great for any feelings that are stuck, or if you have a low libido, this is a really good one to chant. The next one is Ram, and Ram is associated with the solar plexus chakra. And this is the seat of your personal power. So this is all about your ability to make decisions, to control negative impulses, to stand up for yourself, greater self-control. It also is the area of self-esteem and self-confidence, feeling self-assured. If you have stomach problems, acid reflux, or any of that thing that is associated with the area of the diaphragm, or even part of the lungs too, chant Ram, Ram. The next one is the heart chakra. And this is to open up to self-love, to open up to compassion, to open up to joy even. Some of us have had heartbreak in our childhood and in our adulthood too. And so the sound is YAM, Y-A-M, YAM. And you can also chant YAM with AH, because AH is also the sound of the heart. This is what I have learned. So YAM opens up the heart, and it's great when you pair this with OM. OM, YA, OM. OM, YA, OM. OM, YA, OM. Try it on your own too. And as you feel it during the day and in your meditative, maybe you have tea time or coffee time, that's your special time, or bath time, try chanting these. The next one is the throat chakra, and it is HAM, H-A-M, HAM. And of course, this deals with your spiritual voice, the power of communication, speaking your truth, being flexible, listening, being divinely listen. And so this is a one if you feel stuck in your voice. Maybe you have her speaking. This is a great one to check again with OM paired with it. The third eye is the next chakra, and the one for this would be AUM, A-U-M, or you could substitute just O-M, OM, for the third eye as well. And of course, this center accesses your seat of awareness, which is the center of your brain and your consciousness, and it will begin to open up that third eye too, which is your seat of intuition, your clear vision, as I mentioned before, helping you with your purpose, understanding more intuitively. So it's a great one if you have headaches or eye issues as well, for anything to clear stagnant energy around having, maybe you don't even have a vision in your life, and you want to have one. You know, we all have vision that we want to hold for ourselves. This will help you to motivate around it. And then, of course, our crown. In our crown, we use OM. OM is, of course, access to divine. It is the sound of creation, which is what we are. We are the sound of all that is. All that ever was and ever will be is within every cell of our body. And so as we chant this, and as we chant these things more often, we become attuned to the energy and the frequency of this sound. Because like attracts like, it always does. First, we get rid of the sticky stuff through the chanting, and we may have emotional release through this. But most of all, it will raise our vibration, because higher vibration with lower vibration, right, that lower vibration has to raise up. It has to always raise up to meet the higher vibration. So chanting is one of those ways to really open up to our truest expression and to our holiest of selves. And so today, we are actually going to chant using all of these first ones that I described, and that is OM, KREEM, SHREEM, HREEM, HOOM. And I'll be speaking these chants so that you can follow along. Again, if you want to use just one, feel free to do that. We're now going to go into that meditation portion of the show. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about placing your intent for the meditation. I do this every time I meditate, as it sort of paves the way for my experience, and it also helps my source self to know what I desire. So I'll give you an example of this. I usually sit down to meditation, and I set my intention to restore and allow my well-being, to continue to open my passageway to higher understanding, higher will, and higher expressions of my source being, to continue to blend with my source being, blending my lower self and my higher self, so that I have more self-confidence, more higher will, more openness to spirit. Sometimes I'll add at the end of this intention, I ask for this or better. If I'm going through a specific thing that I want to heal, maybe I have sticky energy that I want to release, and I will add to it, I intend for abundant health and well-being. I always like to intend things in the positive so that, you know, I'm setting forth positive intention to the universe. And so I would like you to intend now before your meditation and take about 30 seconds or so just to feel through what it is that you want to intend. If you're not sure, you can intend for your highest good. You can intend for these mantras to work on your behalf in your highest good, that they help you to embrace more of your beautiful, balanced body, more of your abundant health and abundant love, whatever that may be for you. So just take about 30 seconds now, and I'm going to go silent. Just let you have this time to intend. Intentions, of course, can be simple. They can be simply to open your heart. But whatever it is, know that you are heard and that whatever you want will begin, your spirit will begin to help you to honor that and to heal whatever you need to heal and to embrace that more. You may get inspiration during your meditation and chanting. So just to walk you through, I'll be playing some soft music and guiding you through a quick relation of the body. And then I will begin chanting Om, Kreem, Shreem, Hreem, Hoom, at which time you can repeat the mantra out loud or silently to yourself. You may also start by repeating the mantra out loudly or vice versa. I do recommend that you try it out loud for a little bit because making the sounds as they all end with M, you can really feel that vibration inside your body, especially as you hold that M sound. But do whatever feels good to you at that time. At home on your own, you may decide to only use one of these seed mantras, or combine it with one or two of the ones that you've learned today. Again, go with what feels good to you. Since we are on the radio, I will be gently toning these seed mantras for most of the meditation, except for the last minute of the meditation. When you hear me go silent, you may go silent as well, meaning stopping your chanting. And just turn your attention to your breath. You will still hear the music in the background at this time. So remember, with this meditation and any meditation really, to be okay with whatever you experience in the meditation time. I really like chanting because it stills my mind, as I said before, and it's easy for me to relax and get into the tempo of my breath as well. Remember that this chant will assist you with all the things that I described earlier, and when done on a consistent basis, meaning day after day, you will see long-lasting results, such as the ability to still yourself in conversation, better sleep, less overreaction, even more access to your higher awareness or your intuitive self. Of course, these are only part of the benefits you may see. You may see physical changes. You may see clearer thinking. You may see a calmness with your children. You may be like in this sort of, oh, everything is okay mood more often and be okay with non-resistance, right? Moving into that path of non-resistance. So there are many, many benefits of this type of meditation, and each person will be different. So know that what I experience and what I'm now is just a mirror for you yours will be unique to you. So let's get started. And I'm going to start to cue the music, and I may have to play around with the sound for just a minute to make sure the volume is okay. There it goes. Okay, great. So now, sitting comfortably with your back straight and your feet on the floor, or you can sit with your legs crossed if that's comfortable for you. Just begin to breathe. Breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales and long exhales. You can put your palms facing up in your lap or in whatever position is comfortable. Just breathe, putting your focus on the sound of your breath, and just continue to breathe gently, listening to the music, the sound of my voice, and your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in. Just relax your body, moving from your feet all the way up to the top of your head, just relaxing every part of you, feet and your legs and your hips, taking those long inhales, breathing into your belly, allowing that diaphragm to just relax on the inhale. Remembering just to relax your shoulders and your neck and your arms and your head. If you need to move your neck at this time, just move it a little bit. Just breathing in and out, relaxing those tense areas even more, relaxing them with your breath. Dream. Oh, Go. So now just bring your attention back into the space, wiggling your toes and your arms, and just breathing and opening your eyes when you're ready. Hopefully you all felt that body moving energy. So now I'm going to just take a couple of minutes and see if there are any callers that have questions. Remember that the number is 347-327-9995, 347-327-9995, and then you would dial 1 to get into the message queue. If you are on the line now, if you're listening by phone now, you can just dial 1 if you have a question and you want intuitive guidance on something. I'm here to answer your questions. And for the time being, I would like to go ahead and let you guys dial in if you want to. It's okay if you don't. But I want to announce Johnny's next show. He has given me, Johnny Tan is my producer, and he is, of course, the creator of From My Mama's Kitchen. And he has wonderful shows lined up from now until next year, probably. And so The next Tuesday morning on October 27th, his guest will be Kelly Sullivan Walden. And she is a dream therapist and the author of 3 books on dreams. Kelly has appeared on numerous national radio and TV shows, including Coast to Coast AM, The Dr. Oz Show, and The Real, to analyze dreams and to explain how we can benefit from listening to our inner wisdom. Kelly and Johnny will be discussing some enlightening stories from people who have experienced the extraordinary and tapped into life-changing wisdom from her latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions. So for more information about this show and any future shows, you can go to From My Mama's Kitchen, that's FMMK, talkradioshow.com, and find it there. I don't see any callers right now, but to just talk a little bit, too, about dreams. I was going through my dreams this morning, and I keep a dream journal myself, and it is a way that spirit speaks to us. So there's a whole fascinating world of dreams, and of course, in our dreams, the imagery in our dreams is in the collective unconscious. And so dream interpretation can be very valid in helping to inspire you and helping to know if you're on the right track emotionally, you know, if you're creating what you really want in your journey or if you're creating negatively in your journey at the very base of your, you know, of what your dreams are telling you. But if you go deeper into them, you can really begin to understand aspects of yourself. And so I really would encourage you to add this as part of your journey if you've ever been intrigued by dreams, or maybe some of you have premonitions in your dreams. And I'm sure they'll talk about this on the show as well. I do want to also share with you that I have an upcoming free teleseminar. This is going to be on October 29th at 7 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, and it will go until 9:30, and it's called Healing Your Inner Child. And this is for anyone who had a childhood that maybe was traumatic, or maybe you had dysfunction in your childhood, codependency, maybe it has carried over into your adulthood and you're still feeling some of that shame, or maybe you didn't feel loved and accepted as a child, or you felt abandoned in some way. or perhaps you've lost your ability to feel free and alive like the innocence of a child. So the inner child is an archetype of our consciousness. It is a pattern of being that comes along with us for this glorious ride. And it is a part of the inner aspects of ourself. And when we work with our soul around the inner child by connecting with this aspect of ourself, which is a divine aspect of ourself, in a soulful journey, we'll be actually going into the Akashic Records, your soul's records in a journey. And then I'll be opening the lines to intuitively guide you. Whatever it is that you need, whatever your inner child wants for you, what she needs to really integrate more fully into your life in a more powerful way, a more loving way, a more divine way, a more enlightened way. So that, again, is on October 29th. You can go to www.hearttransformations.com/healing-your-inner-child. Again, that's hearttransformations.com/healing-your-inner-child to register for this free event on October 29th. There will be a recording, so if you can't be there live, you can come and listen to the recording afterwards and have the same effect. Of course, you won't get the benefit of any live intuitive guidance. Know that this is a very intimate atmosphere. You will receive healing, whether you get on the line or not, because I've set up the process of healing for you in an invocation. So I invite you to come and join with your inner child, even if you just want to open up to a more playful side of yourself and see what's there for you. So again, that's on October 29th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. If for some reason you didn't have a pen and couldn't write down the website and how to register, you can always email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. So I look forward to having you in that webinar and also on the show. There's also a Facebook community. I would love to have you as a part of the Facebook community, Meditation for Moms. If you haven't joined it yet, you can go on there and just click join, and then I will approve it. We have postings and sharings in there. Of course, I tell you what's coming up in the next show. If you have questions, I'm happy to guide you there. There are other people, too, guests that post things there and free things for you. Sometimes I have a little free event that I post there. But most of all, it's a place for us to gather and talk about our meditation practice, what we're seeing in our meditation practice. Maybe, you know, something really extraordinary happened to you and you want to share and celebrate it with people. This is the place to do that. It's a place of community, a community to help raise your vibration as a mother and to really love and nurture yourself in this time, whether it's 2 or 3 minutes a day. And we have some really wonderful women as a part of our group right now. I also want to amend an upcoming workshop that is called Soul Awakenings Heart Empowerment Workshop. It's on November 14th, talking more about this during the teleseminar as well. It's going to be a full-day retreat from 9:30 to 5 p.m. I had mentioned another one of these retreats and workshops earlier in my shows. And so I had one back in September that was just wonderful. Everyone there had an extraordinary experience. They really opened up two sides of themselves. They were healing parts of themselves as well. But this is for anybody who has a lack of trust in themselves, or maybe they're into, you know, self-criticism. They can't seem to stop that pattern, or there's a lack of self-worth or non-acceptance or lack of self-love. You know, maybe you're going through emotional ups and downs, and, you know, the emotional stories of your past are weighing heavily on you. But whatever it is, whatever's blocking you from your true soul identity, from accessing your higher power, your inner wisdom, completely loving and accepting yourself, and also from trusting yourself and knowing what your soul gifts are, knowing what your talents are. You know, I'm going to be helping you and guiding you and tapping into your higher self and your spirit guide, lead you on the path of least resistance in your awakening process and in coming into what I call your heart empowerment, which is a space of very clear knowing of your soul and your heart's desires. And of course, for those who register for this event before November 8th, you'll be given a 30-minute free session with me. This is a private session that you'll be able to come on Skype or over teleconference with, and we'll work through some of those core issues either before or after the event. So you can use it any time before or after the event. Now, to register for this event, you can come on the teleseminar I just mentioned, or you can go directly to my website, events, and that's hearttransformations.com, and you'll find it listed under events, and you can register there. I look forward to having you all come with me on this journey. Again, I'm offering it in my home here in McKinney, Texas, where you can be very intimate, or online. You can join us live stream from my home as well. So those for those of you who are not in Texas or in my area. So if you have any questions about this at all, please feel free to email me again at marieg@hearttransformations.com. It is really my pleasure to serve you all and my joy to be at work. And I honor each and every one of you who are on this path of enlightenment. It does send a ripple effect out into the heart of your being and into the heart of the home. And you may not know how it's affecting the people around you until you actually practice it on a consistent basis. So keep up with your practice. Stay focused in the positive. Know that all is well. Whatever you are experiencing in your meditation is natural, and it's a way of moving through the energy that may be blocking you. And also, that chatter, that mind chatter, is a way of building the synapses to communicate between your right and your left hemispheres of your brain. So all of that is natural. Just detach from the outcome of your meditation and go there in the mornings I find is best, or go there in the time when you have least amount of negative energy, and that's usually first thing in the morning. And play music to calm you. Do the guided meditations. Find the meditations that work best for you and use them over and over again. And as you show up each day in your vortex of love with your soul, coming into your heart, you will awaken. Namaste. Have a great day, and may love touch your hearts in this day.